Hello, everyone. This is Lewis, and this is Origin of Words podcast number 95.
Hi, this is Gal again. I'm be your translator.
And a wonderful translator she is. And why do we need a translator? Because
there's some Chinese listeners.
Many.
Okay.
Because where are we? We are in.
We're in China.
We're in Beijing.
Yeah,
this is the reason we do this bilingual. And today our podcast here goes deeper into English vocabulary, but not any words. We like to do idioms and slang and maybe some strange words. And today, my kind of, I don't know, maybe call it hobby, is science fiction. I love science fiction. I read lots of science fiction. And what about you, Ms.
Gao? Yes, I love science fiction very much.
Good. So this podcast number 95 will discuss or go into the origin of five strange science fiction words. And let's get right to it and start off with the first word, aerography.
火星地理学.
The second word is gray goo.
直译是灰色的物质, 意思是纳米机器人吞噬掉某些东西之后残留的。
And the third word is meat space.
现实世界, 就是血与肉的世界。
Number four is cosmic spaghetti.
直译是太空意大利面, 它指的就是人类在太空中建造的那些人造殖民地。
And number five is xenology.
研究外星人的生物学。
So, aerography, this is a kind of strange word, but it is happening now all over this planet, and it is the scientific study of the planet Mars.
研究火星的地理地貌的自然科学。
It includes the study of the geography of Mars, mapping Mars. Anything that has to do with the scientific study of Mars is called aerography.
Yeah. 就是任何关于火星的地理的研究都可以称之为火星地理学。
And let's look at this word a little deeper. Aero, the prefix, comes from the Greek word Ares. And who is Ares?
Ares 是希腊神话中宙斯的儿子, 也就是战神。
And Ares is the Greek god of war. And in Roman studies, Roman mythology, it is
called
Mars. Yes.
罗马神话中就叫 Mars.
And then the suffix or the end of this word is graphy or graphy, and that is in Greek and Latin means to write or to record or to draw. So, where does this word come from? Well, it goes back to 1868, before any real science of Mars was happening, and it goes back to a science fiction story or article called Lands and Seas of Another World by R.A. Proctor.
这个词在真正人类开始探索火星之前就出现了，来源于一个叫 Lands and Seas of Another World 的
Good. So, there we have it. The second word is gray goo.
灰色的黏糊糊的东西。
Now, some of you science fiction fans may know this, but I think many people do not. Let's look at the word gray. Well, we know it's a color, and we know Beijing has lots of gray days.
Yes.
Yes. And the word goo, sometimes we use gooey, means sticky or very slimy.
Goo的意思就是可以形容任何黏糊糊的 恶了巴心的东西。
And so gray goo is really a very sticky, slimy substance. And what is it in science fiction? Well, lots of science fiction have stories where the robots they take over and they destroy everything.
就是在纳米机器人，在科幻小说中经常出现的纳米机器人，他们会吞噬掉一切他们遇到的东西。
Now, in the gray goo area, if the robots are in the very, very, very tiny, we get into the field of nanotechnology.
Mm-hmm.
Nanotechnology in Chinese?
纳米科技. Yes.
And these robots, if they can reproduce themselves, then they will eat anything, everything that is in front of them.You remember that movie, The Matrix?
Yes.
With Keanu Reeves?
Yeah,
Isn't he your boyfriend?
No, I wish.
Yeah,
I wish.
Well, I think those robots might have left some gray goo when they started destroying and eating the
Really, I don't think I have seen...I haven't seen
it. Maybe one of the, well, I know there's three or four Matrix series. Maybe the first one.
Oh, I can't remember.
And so when these robots take over and they eat everything, the thing that's left over is called gray goo. And this term really comes from back in, as far as I can do the research, from a very famous scientist, Eric Drexler, and he wrote a book,a very popular book, a book about nanotechnology called Engines of Creation. And now he thinks that he kind of regrets writing about it because we are getting into the area of science where robots might, you know, start reproducing by themselves.
And take over our world.
Well, who knows? It's possible.
Yeah.这个词最初来源于那个一个著名的纳米科就是怎么说纳米科幻之父叫 Eric Drexler 然后他的一部关于Engines of Creation 的科幻小说中首次提出来的这个概念
Good, so that's Grey Goo. Now let's move on to Meat Space, which is one of my favorite ones, very funny. If you're into cyberpunkfiction, I'm sure you are, well, I'm sure many of you will know this, or if you're into video games, you probably know this. So meat space is a noun, and it really means real life or physical world, and it really is the opposite of cyberspace.
Yeah, meat space 有很多种翻译方式，然后它的核心的意思就是现实世界。是血与肉组成的世界，是我们生活的物理世界。反义词就是cyberspace, 就是计算机的空间。
So I can use it like this. Writers who can go for 3 or 4 days at a time without talking to people in meat space are attracted to this form of friendship. People, you know, that...spend a lot of time on the computers and they talk to people on a computer but they actually have never met the person maybe like Skype
yeah Skype and MySpace or
MySpace
nowadays was Facebook
yeah, yeah these that's cyberspace so MeetSpace is meet me in the restaurant That's the real life.
Yes.
Real space. And one of the origins of this goes back to one of my favorite writers, William Gibson, who wrote Neuromancer. And he used this word meat to mean the physical world.
Yeah, William Gibson 是一个非常有名的科幻作家，然后他最有名的作品就是《神经漫游者》。从这本书里面出现的这个 meat space 的单词。
Okay, and number four is cosmic spaghetti, also known as
populous.
I hope that's right. Populous.
I think the pronunciation is a little bit cute.
It's cute.
Yeah, to populous.
And the.Actual meaning here in science fiction is, and I'm sure many of you have seen these pictures in magazines and books and drawings and even in movies, where there's a kind of structure in outer space, and it's shaped in a tube or a cylinder, and it can go, and people live in it. And there's a famous movie, it's not too old, fairly recent, called Elysium, with Matt Damon and Jodie Foster.
What?
Wow. They play, Jodie Foster is the kind of like the queen of this space habitat.
Wow.
All the rich people live there. All the well-to-do people, the people that are rich and they're happy, and the people that live on the earth, they're poor, and they're in the low class, and everyone wants to get to Elysium.
Wow, it sounds nice. I'm gonna watch the movie after this.
And you probably, and you're so that structure can be called a topopolis. And anyway, that's an idea of the structure. But the actual topopolis or cosmic spaghetti may be a little bit bigger and can, in the movie it was round, but in other science fiction stories it's not round, it's like spaghetti.
Yeah, 就是一个管道状的一个非常非常巨大的建筑结构，然后它可以以离心力一直旋转。
And one of the famous science fiction writer, Larry Niven, who is still alive today and still writing, he's very, you all should read him. I'll put his information on the website. In 1974, he talked about this kind of structure.
Larry Niven, 一个 Bigger Than Words 的小说中，然后他描绘了这种人造的人类居住在外太空的一种殖民地。
Okay, let's look at our last word here of strange science fiction words, xenology.
研究外星人的生物学。
And xenology, again, is a real science. It is the scientific study of extraterrestrial life, like ET life.
它是真实存在的一个自然科学，就是专门研究外太空生物的。
And in this sense, ET, we know from the movies, is a creature that we can see and we can talk to. But actually, the science doesn't always mean this kind of creature or phenomena. It can mean the very, very, very small microbes,
yeah,
for example, on the planet Mars or on other planets.
On Jupiter. Yeah.
And microbes in.
就是它不是像大家想象的，是研究像斯皮尔伯格电影中描绘那种活生生的外星人。它可以研究外太空一些微生物，比如说我们现在在火星啊，或者在应该是土卫六发现的一些微生物。
So we have different areas of this science, xenobiology, xenobiologists, which is again the studying the biology of these creatures or these microbes. And we also have a synthetic biology right now, which is creating life in the laboratory. Creating synthetic life, that means man-made life, not real life. That means it's man-made, it's artificial. This also is xenobiology.
它可以用来形容那个我们现在医学中生物学发达，就是人造生物。
And xenos is a noun. It comes from the Greek, like a lot of these English words. And it does mean, and it means, strange, wandering, and as an adjective, an alien or strange or foreign. For example, xenophobia, fear of strangers.
这个前缀 xenos, 做名词的时候呢，可以翻译成陌生人，逃亡者；做形容词的时候，就可以形容那个陌生的、奇怪的。然后 Xenophobia 就是排外的，怕，惧怕陌生人的。
So one of the famous scientists, astronomers, Carl Sagan, many of you will know him, he was one of the first astronomers in the 1960s to ask us, that means everyone, are we alone in the universe? And he really coined the exobiology. He got it going and discussed whether there are other planets out there similar to Earth and other alien creatures similar to Earth. And then we, meaning the universities, we began to study this and take it more seriously. And right now, in 2015, it is a real, there's lots of exobiologists and exnologists out there and studying Mars and Jupiter and lots of planets and so on.
That's all.
That's all. Okay. So that concludes our five strange science fiction words. And actually, I shouldn't say they're all science fiction. Some of them are also science.
Yes.
And
serious science.
Yes, serious science. Very good. And the science fiction of today may be the science of tomorrow.
Yes, maybe the reality.
Yes. So thank you everyone for listening, and please download our podcast. You can download, remember, this goes back almost 5 years, so look at the ones 5 years ago, right now we can't take any comments unless you are on Facebook. It's not from me, it's from the web host. I've been trying to change their ways, but they won't change. But if you go back about 3 or 4 years ago, or but going back from the first year to the third or fourth year, you can see many comments. But you can always write an email to us, chinalewis@yahoo.com. You can write some comments, or if you can, if you're in China, you must use a VPN. You can share it with other people, and we hope that you do that. I'll put some research notes for you to, if you want to do more research. And if you have any ideas about or interest in other words, please send me send an email and tell us what kind of words we'll research for you.
Yeah, 中国的听众们就很抱歉了，大家没办法那个评论，因为只能通过 Facebook。如果你没有 VPN 的话，欢迎你们评论。然后如果没有的话，请大家踊跃的发 email。
And we are going to be on Renren.
Yeah,
Renren. What's the other one? Weibo.
微博。我们马上就会在人微博、微信上面推广我们的 podcast。到时候欢迎大家收听了。
So look for that in the future, near future, I hope.
Yeah, really soon.
Really soon.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that concludes. Anything else that I forgot to say, or?
I don't think so.
Okay, so we'll say over and out, and 再见。
再见。
Bye bye. Bye bye. And let me shut this off. Doo doo doo.